This is All Things Considered on KUAR 89.1. I'm Michael Hiplin. Well, sad news for us here at KUAR and KLRE, as we've learned that Ann Nicholson, who for 3.5 decades hosted the Art Scene program, has died. Joining me to help talk about her life a little bit and reflect on her legacy is Daniel Breen, who today hosts Art Scene. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Where do we start? How do we even describe Ann Nicholson, especially with the proper British accent? First off, tell me a little bit about your thoughts here as we reflect on Ann.
Right. Well, that I agree. Where do you start? Growing up listening to Ann on both of our radio stations here, hosting her weekly show, The Art Scene. And my first impression of her was that she was some sort of national radio figure.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like you said, the accent. She was just such an insightful and varied interviewer, just the subjects that she would explore on her show, even as a little kid, you know. Yeah, I do remember hearing her, listening to her growing up and being captivated by her voice and by the people she was speaking to and just her infinite capacity to make you feel the same way that she obviously did about her subjects, about the things she was talking about. And I remember being surprised when I learned that Ann was a Little Rocker, adopted citizen of the natural states. When I first started working here, I was over the moon. I was starstruck to meet her, as a lot of former interns and other staff members here have told me that the one person that they are most excited to meet was Ann Nicholson. So she's definitely someone who's had a great impact on Central Arkansas.
Yeah, a tiny woman, but a huge personality, huge presence, interviewed so many noteworthy people over the years. On our website, we've posted an interview that Ann recorded with the late Ben Fry, our former station manager. They recorded this for StoryCorps in 2012, and it's an incredibly charming interview to listen to because they were good friends. They had worked here together for decades. Let's play one clip here with Ann and Ben talking about the origins of her starting with KUAR.
Are you happy to be here?
Oh, yes. We've got some very good friends. And I couldn't be doing what I'm doing now, which I love so much, if I were anywhere else now. Because I sort of eased into it. You know, it wasn't something that I went looking for, but it's been great for
me. Well, I know the radio thing was just, it seemed, when I look back on it, it seems like it was almost by accident that it occurred.
And I was more or less given the total freedom to make of it what I could.
Right.
She was born in what was part of India, is now part of Pakistan, and lived around the world. It was her husband who eventually brought her to Little Rock. He was a doctor at UAMS.
Yeah, just listening back to that interview with Ann and Ben Fry, that seems like she was from a very storied family that had a history in medicine. Her father was a doctor with the British Army. It was either the British Army or what was called then the Indian Army, which was actually a part of the British Army because, of course, it was a colony of the British Empire. But she spent, I guess you can call it, her formative years over there in the Indian subcontinent, sort of bounced around all over the world. Like Ben Fry said in that interview, this is the place where she's lived the longest here in Little Rock. So she definitely made her home here, had a lovely marriage to her husband, David. I know he passed away a few years ago.
Well, the outpouring that we've been getting here is very noteworthy. Again, we're talking about Ann Nicholson. She died Sunday. Don't have an exact age for her, but we believe she was in her upper 80s. She kind of jokes with Ben at the beginning of the interview about not sharing her age.
Yes, she would probably say, if she were here today, she would probably say a lady does not disclose such information. But, you know, Ann was a very timeless person. She, you know, you hear her accent and you hear some of the things that she talks about and the words that she used and sort of the phrasing, and it's just amazing to hear her speak. You know, she truly was from the other generation, this amazing generation that valued just really aesthetics and beauty and all of these things that you probably think about when you think of Ann Nicholson in the art scene. But one thing about Ann is she was just so curious. She was really, she did know what she liked, and she was not afraid to tell you when she did not like it. But the fact that she was telling that to you was that, you know, she had sought this out. She wasn't afraid to maybe push her boundaries, her comfort zone, and she was infinitely curious, always wanting to know more about the arts and music and dance. I think one interesting thing from that interview was that she studied so many different disciplines in the arts. She studied piano, voice. She said she originally wanted to be a ballerina or an actress. But I think something about Anne is that I can't really see her just dedicating her life to one of those things, you know, having that discipline to just focus on one discipline for the rest of her life. You know, she was just so infinitely curious about all of them. And I think that's really, you know, certainly with her work ethic, she probably could have been very, very good at any of those things. But I think her just overall love for the arts really lent herself well to what she did here in on the radio.
Yeah. And among the people she interviewed, the former First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton, former First Lady Betty Bumpers. She also interviewed the likes of James Earl Jones, Broadway performer Lawrence Hamilton, and every conductor of the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra over the last few decades. You spoke with one of her friends here in Little Rock about the influence that she had on the arts community.
Yeah, Garbo Hearn. She's the owner of Hearn Fine Arts Pyramid Books here in Little Rock. Knew Ann for many, many years, right when Ann first came to town. They were great friends. They were first introduced because Ann was interviewing her and interviewing her artists that she was showcasing in her gallery. And yeah, she just had a lot of great insights to who Ann Nicholson was as a person and really what she meant for Little Rock as a whole when she came here and really to the arts community and also the listeners.
Okay, well, let's listen to that interview with Garbo Hearn.
What was your first impression of Ann Nicholson when you first met her?
I was kind of taken aback because she would always come and ask you the most interesting questions, and she was very insightful, and she made you look at things in a different way. So I was, you know, I look forward to seeing her, and I always wanted her viewpoint because she could look at read a book or look at an image and come up with something totally unusual but very insightful. So I was really impressed with her wealth of knowledge and her interest in the arts and all the many disciplines that she was able to conquer, if you will.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that struck me most was, and really did, like you said, conquer a lot of different mm-hmm. disciplines. It seemed that her breadth of knowledge, but also her breadth of curiosity, was sort of boundless.
Right. Right. She had a thirst for learning and meeting new people and unusual people. I don't think she met a stranger. I mean, because all of the people that she interviewed that I've shared with her, they always left the room saying that was the most interesting interview I've ever done because she asked me questions and I answered and found out things about myself that I didn't even know. So she brought that out in people.
Sure, I guess, I mean, this is probably a question that I have really, I wish I could ask her, but what do you attribute that to? I mean, what is that secret to just maintaining that both that curiosity and just that unique outlook?
Well, you know, Anne didn't have any fear. I mean, she lived a fearless life. She went after whatever she wanted. If she was going to do something, she was going to get it done. She was not going to, you know, go around any corners. She went straight through and got it done the correct way. That was just her work ethic, I think. And she was thirsty for information and knowledge. but the arts were definitely her focus.
Yes, absolutely. And I am just curious about your perspective, because you were there for when Anne first came to Arkansas. What do you think her presence here in the arts community and what she did on the radio every week with her show, what do you think that did for the larger arts community in Little Rock and just for the general listening public, I guess?
The general listening public looked forward to Art Scene because you knew that she was going to bring a person or an event or an audience to the table to be informed. So I think that her persona, you know, she had her own space, she had her own show, and she interviewed who she wanted to interview. She asked her own questions. So I trusted that she was always going to do the right thing and she was going to take care of the artist. So I think that she had a profound love of the arts and the many disciplines, and she spread herself very thin. I mean, if you went to her home, the many books that she had, the music that she collected. I mean, she was truly an arts advocate.
Daniel Breen talking with Garbo Hearn again about Ann Nicholson, longtime host of Art Scene here on KUAR, who died Sunday morning. Daniel, you began hosting the show last year. Big shoes to fill.
Sure. Well, not physically, but right. In figuratively, big shoes to fill. I feel very lucky to have worked with Anne, worked under her and mentored by her. Very fortunate to have gotten more of an insight into just her experiences and her thought process than most people would have gotten by just listening to her show. I remember at her retirement party, we were speaking one of the final times I spoke with her, but we were just talking very briefly, and she only advice she ever explicit advice she really ever gave to me was just that I shouldn't forget or underestimate the power of words. You know, we are a civilization, a species of animal that inherently looks for meaning in symbols, and words are sort of the ultimate symbols, the ultimate way that we can get our point across and really create meaning. And I think Anne was just a master at that. And I don't pretend to think that I could ever do it in the same way that she does, but I was, again, very lucky to have spent some time with her.
KUAR's Daniel Breen joining me in the studio as we pay tribute to Ann Nicholson. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, Michael.
This is KUAR 89.1.